Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. Today, I'm Charlotte Kniep. And today we're talking about how to not get discouraged, but rather gain strength from mental illness. And you know, depression and anxiety is something that I'm very interested in learning more about, mainly because I've suffered from it in different forms in the past. And so any chance I get to read a book or a blog post about it, I'll take it. And the truth is, as I've done some research, the truth is that 1 in 4 people will suffer from some form of mental illness at least one point in their lifetime. So this is really an epidemic that most likely affects someone you know or yourself. And we've shared a lot on our show about different videos and blog posts and programs that are on MormonChannel.org that can really help and shed some light when you find yourself in this situation. But I want to talk about kind of the darker side of mental illness today, and more specifically, how Satan can really take advantage of you when you feel you are at your most weak. And in a recent blog post written by a mother of two and a high school psychology teacher, the author shares the idea that Satan, his only goal is to destroy everyone's happiness by any means possible. So sometimes he tempts people with different vices of the world or different sins, and other people he knows he can be more effective in getting them through mental and emotional vulnerability. And he can really prey upon them with thoughts of worthlessness, guilt, uselessness, stress, apathy, and powerlessness. So those of you who may be afflicted with a chemical or a genetic predisposition to suffer from a mental illness, you know these symptoms and these thoughts all too well. And sometimes these feelings can just hit us, and we can suffer for a brief period of time with this complete hopelessness. So the author shares a few of the lies that Satan tells us that can really affect you if you're suffering from this type of an illness. The first lie that he tells us is that you can't do anything about your condition. He says that it's your identity and there's nothing that you can do about it to help yourself get better or to be more constructive and positive in your life. And the truth is, that's a lie, because no matter what your situation is, there is always a choice, and there is so much that you can do and that God can do to give yourself happiness now and not let Satan destroy your enjoyment of life. So there are LDS resources available for counseling. You can go and see a medical professional about getting on a certain medication. You can also make positive lifestyle changes such as exercising more, eating healthier, and sticking to a daily routine. Those are some things that helped me when I was struggling with this in the past. And doing these things can really help you function better on a day-to-day basis and help you share your incredible light and gifts with the world. It really enables you to be better. Another lie that Satan says is that he makes us feel like our depression or our other mental illnesses are because of our circumstances in life. He makes you think that if you were only richer or had a bigger house or more obedient children or a nicer job, then you could finally find happiness. But that's not true, because outside circumstances can always be challenging, no matter where you are or what condition you live in. But you alone are in charge of your own happiness by seeking either outside medical help, counseling, and advice, or asking the Lord for his assistance. No one else can make you happy. You are powerful, and you have the gift of agency that can make great things possible in your life. Another lie that Satan spreads is that if you are currently suffering with a mental condition, you aren't of any use and can't possibly help or serve anyone. And that's a lie, because part of the healing process could involve lending a listening ear, a tender heart, or a helping hand to someone who is in a similar or worse circumstance than you. And I've found in my life that sometimes the Lord gives us these challenges and these trials so that we can be more sympathetic and more compassionate towards others who are suffering as well. So to learn more about how to find hope and help with mental illness, you can visit MormonChannel.org and search for topics that you would like to know more about, such as depression or anxiety. And another great resource is also LDS.org/topics, where you can find links to different LDS resources that can provide help as well. And we're going to close today with a quote from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, who is a leader in the LDS Church. And he said, "It can be discouraging at times to know what it means to be a son or daughter of God and yet come up short. The adversary likes to take advantage of these feelings. Satan would rather that you define yourself by your sins and weaknesses instead of your divine potential. Don't listen to him. Just as Moses said, 'Satan, get thee hence, get thee behind me.' When you feel worthless, know that that is not God and that is not true. That is Satan trying to drag you down. You are always of worth. You can always have hope. I want to thank you so much for tuning into our show today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.